It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's just really the whole offense when you look at those guys, right? You're talking about a bunch of superstars across the board, the Slim Reaper, A.J. Brown, you got Saquon out there, they just traded for Dotson. They got a bunch of guys out there. They got the biggest offensive line in the history of the game. You know, they got a brand new center, and it's going to create a really challenge for us. And Hurts was the run-up in MVP just a year ago, whatever the case may be. So they got a good offense. So we got to get up in the lab right now, and that's what today and tomorrow is about.
Exactly.
They do.
Exactly.
They do, and they got a nice new weapon at running back over there as well.
I think that's the one right there. You put him – because they had good running backs, but this guy's just – he's just on another level.
Yeah.
And then you put him with A.J. Brown, who I know one of my partners just texted me and said, how did I think A.J. played in the game on Sunday? A.J. was fine. He's going to give up plays to Pickens. Pickens is going to beat everybody. And then you
A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, A.J. Terrell. Okay. Yeah, my partner just hit me and asked me about that. But then you look at it from this standpoint there, A.J. Brown, he gave, the damn corner from Green Bay. Jaire Alexander.
Yeah, Jaire Alexander.
I mean, mossed him and then ran away from him.
Yeah.
Then you got... reliable as Devontae Smith is as reliable as they come. You got Goddard. You got a big-ass offensive line like he was saying. Mm-hmm. And then you got a dual-threat quarterback with another monster in the background. These dudes, if the Falcons play, we said at the beginning of the show, if the Falcons play like they played on Sunday, which I don't think they will, Andy. I got to believe that they can adjust off of that, but I need to see it.
They have to.
They have to. Because if they don't, they're going to get blown the hell out. Mm-hmm. They're going to get blown.
Because as good as the defense played against Pittsburgh, Philly's putting touchdowns on the board.
Yes, they're not putting field goals.
They're going to score 24 points on you, even if you have a pretty good day. 21 points. It could be worse than that.
And the thing with it is that Jalen turned the ball over still. Mm-hmm. That was his big thing on Friday. He turned the ball over, but yet Green Bay wasn't able to capitalize on that. Now, we know this. Falcons that take care of the football, that's okay, whatever. But they got to figure out a way to move the football and possess it. They don't have a T.J. Watt up there. You can get out this back end. You can get out the Phillies back end with the corners. I mean, I know the young. I mean, you got Slay and then the other young kid,
Avante Maddox.
But you can make plays on the secondary. But you got to contain a couple dudes up front. And the biggest one is that boy who.
Number 90.
That guy.
Yeah.
Number 98.
Is he 98?
Jalen Carter's 98.
Oh Jordan Davis is number 90. Jalen Carter's 98.
That guy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, man.
He's really good.
He's a disruptor.
He's playing a little bit more this year than he did last year, too.
Yeah, he wore down a little bit.
He did.
He wore
but
down
he was
a
in
bit.
That rotation last year because they had more guys. Some of their guys left and retired and stuff like that. Like
that's when you got to – that's when the –
that's when you step
that's
in.
That's when the maturity of an NFL player, when they are called upon to play 75 plays. All right, let's get it. Let's get right. Because it's a big difference playing in the rotation as a second guy, even if he was starting last year. But, I mean, being the main focus up front, it comes with a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, and again, here's the thing. Like, I know that we're turning the page from what happened last week to what happened this week, and certainly there's not a – doesn't seem like there's a defensive player of the year candidate. I wouldn't be surprised if someday Jalen Carter is a defensive player of the year
young
candidate.
With the linebacking corps, with N'Kobe.
But guys can look like they're that good against you if you don't play well that day. Like, T.J. Watt's going to look like that against a lot of teams this weekend or this season. I would assume they'll have a little bit of a different plan than the Falcons did, but maybe not. Maybe everybody will just single block him and see if they can
You know how much Sean Payton hates the Falcons. I know he's loving this film now.
Oh, absolutely. What are they doing?
What about,
look at
this crap.
If you have the same type of performance against Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, I mean, Josh Sweat's a good edge rusher. Nolan Smith's over there. They got a million Georgia guys. Mm-hmm. N'Kobe Dean's looking pretty good. Like, we'll be talking about how good that defense played, too.
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, they're not the same as Pittsburgh's defense. No. But if the Falcons play offensively like they did on Sunday, they're going to look good.
They're going to make
every defense in the NFL look good if they play like that. Maybe that defense made the Falcons' offense look like that, and that's what we have to hope. That's what you said in the 1 o'clock hour, was you felt like after going back and looking at it last night, 65% of the issues were caused by Pittsburgh being great.
It might be more.
I hope it is.
It might be more.
I hope it is.
I mean, they played well. They played well and was able to take them, and I'm talking about the Falcons, out of any rhythm offensive. Now, when we go back to the practice time, the film, the, you know, Kurt, just no creativity in the game plan. Why was there no creativity in the game plan? I don't know. Could it be
don't
the
either.
Help? You just don't know.
Don't
but for you to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL and you don't do anything to offset what they're doing, which is basically telling their best player to go kick your not best player's ass for 60 minutes, and you don't do nothing to adjust to help him. You did it a couple times. No, he can't block him.
Clearly.
Okay.
And again,
He's
not a rookie.
He's
been in the NFL for a while.
Block
We've
him.
Seen it.
You know
We've
what?
Seen
okay.
It.
He beat him on a run play one time. So?
Well, do it again.
Do
then.
It again.
Run then. Do that. Run at him. Yeah, run at him and take advantage of it. Yeah. No, it's very frustrating. A lot of. What do they say? You learn better from whatever mistakes or failure or whatever. Plenty of failure tape to look at.
Oh yeah,
from that one.
This was
a lot of learning.
Offensively, this was not a pretty tape to watch.
No, nobody enjoyed that.
Nobody wanted to sit there and look and watch this tape.
No,
especially offensively. No. But you need to, because you need to look at it. And the biggest thing you need to do is you need to do, what can I do better? All right. What can Drake London do better? Because they said that I saw a meme this morning. He was on Joey Porter Jr. Island. His face, bam. Little bit of stick figure him with his face on it.
They had a whole island made up?
They had a little island, Andy. Wow. Said JPI.
Okay, now, if 8 weeks from now there's seven other guys on that island,
yeah.
Like, okay, maybe Joey Porter does that to guys.
Right.
I'm not ready to say that about
him
yet. I think Drake London's supposed to go out there and be able to compete with anybody.
Anybody. Now, that goes with anything. Separation. You know, the hardest thing to do when we're talking about separating routes a lot of times is when there's no threat of, like, a verticality, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they're going to do is they're going to sit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to muddy up everything.
They're going to do the same thing.
Just like they did. And yep. Kurt can't be back there burping the baby.
Yep.
Can't be back there burping the baby.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we're going to find out more answers to a lot of the questions that you have coming out of Sunday. Reasonable questions about why the offense looked the way that it looked and they called plays the way that they called plays. I mean, was that just simply the game plan that they thought was going to work? Why didn't they adjust when clearly it wasn't? Kirk Cousins not being under center just is very confusing and leads you to wonder what's going on with Kirk Cousins, which obviously Raheem Morris was asked about yesterday and said he's fine.
Then
we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Because the thing about it is oh God, I'm going to say it again. This whole Rams thing, it might not be the Falcons. Don't bring the Rams offense. Make the Falcons offense. I firmly believe that. I know they wanted to be an 11 personnel. This thing we talked to Joe Patrick and everybody out there. They want to be an 11 personnel team. They could not be an 11 personnel team yesterday.
You needed to have two tight ends.
I would have rather had Kyle Pitts running routes of a slot receiver than Ray McCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that Charlie Warner is in helping.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's an adjustment that you make to slow that down to maybe.
I feel like there's a lot of times there's stuff you want to do going into a game, and then you kind of figure out what you can't do, and then you adjust.
And thank you.
And they didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Yeah. Well,
the adjustment was having Kyle.
Days. Not anymore.
Oh, whatever.
We're on to Philly.
There he is.
We're on to
new football Aaron. Season. New Aaron Rodgers.
All right. his little thing on the TV says Super Bowl champ, 4 times NFL MVP. Ayahuasca enthusiast. That's pretty good. Well done.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.